This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today, let's meditate on the life of Ruth. The book of Ruth reveals the extent of God's grace. Three men, three deaths, three widows. Naomi, Elimelech her husband, and two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, sought to make Moab their home after fleeing famine in Judah. But Naomi becomes a widow in the land, and within 10 years of her husband's death, both sons also die. Naomi, Orpah, and Ruth experienced tremendous loss. Their husbands were dead. Naomi chose to return to Judah, empty and broken. Orpah returned to her hometown in Moab, but Ruth clung to her mother-in-law and declared, "Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." Ruth becomes a widow at a young age and is in immense grief. If she would have gone back to her mother's place and she had a chance to remarry and lead a relaxing, stress-free and comfortable life. But she chose to stay with her mother-in-law Naomi. She knew what was at stake to continue being with Naomi, to live with her, die with her, as she knew her vulnerable state and misery. She was willing to give up the possibility of security and having her own children in order to care for Naomi. Ruth says, "God would punish me if I am separated with her even in death." What a great devotion, commitment and love she must have had, which enabled her to take up the responsibility of Naomi. Though Ruth is in her country, amongst her people and relatives, her faith in the God of Naomi stirred Ruth to follow her to an unknown country and to live amongst unknown people. Her courageous step and faith in God had brought great blessings to her. Ruth made her home in a foreign land. Instead of depending on Naomi, Ruth went out to the fields. God provided for her. Ruth's task, though menial, tiring, and perhaps degrading, was done faithfully. Naomi's faith was a powerful witness to Ruth. Ruth was a Moabitess, but that didn't stop her from worshipping the true God, nor did it stop God from accepting her worship and blessing her greatly. Ruth's life exhibited admirable qualities. She was hardworking, loving, kind, faithful, and brave. She displayed them continuously in all areas of her life, and she gained a good reputation. Humility wins favor and hard work is rewarded. After working Boaz's field for about 2 months, Naomi counsels Ruth to ask Boaz if he would be her kinsman redeemer in accordance with Israelite custom and law. Ruth is capable to get a young and rich man, but she is loyal to her husband's family. Ruth followed the advice of Naomi without contemplating. Boaz marries Ruth after working out the details. They subsequently have a son whom they name Obed. The unselfish love between Ruth and Naomi has been woven into a beautiful story of love, responsibility, trust and concern for each other. God blessed this and it resulted in an adorable family. The right stand of Boaz and his apt action gained the respect of the elders of the town and their blessings for his lineage. The patient endurance of Ruth enabled her to get a discerning and loving husband and a blessed son. Naomi's unselfish love and her guidance with an intention of come what may blessed her to see a grandson and enabled her to be a blessing to Ruth and Boaz. This story that began in tragedy ends in redemption. God used Ruth to prepare the genealogy of Jesus. Obed fathered Jesse, who fathered David, the man who would become king of Israel and from whom Messiah came. Ruth's life of faithful obedience and her legacy as a relative of Jesus remained cemented in history. She made her life decisions based not on what was easy, but with love and her noble character traits. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we come to your throne of grace. Thank you, Jesus, for the small meditation. Lord, strengthen each one of us. Oh Father, whoever is listening to this, Lord, enable us to focus more on you, your ways, your will. Oh Father, so that Lord Jesus, in every situation, in the times of trials and tribulations, we will always cling on to you, oh Father. And Lord Jesus, let your purposes be accomplished in our life, oh Father, through the work of the Holy Spirit, oh Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. I ask this verse in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.